broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans, Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby, on your radio. It is a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Friday, it is the broadcast for May 29th in the year of our Lord, 2020. This is hour two of two. The good Sheriff Richard Mack with us.
Thank you very much, Sam. Good to be with you this beautiful, hot Friday morning.
You're very welcome, sir. Riots are going on everywhere. It's breaking out in more and more and more cities. Now, over the top of the hour news, we heard it's happening in New York and Minnesota and Phoenix and Los Angeles and Ohio, and it's just breaking out everywhere spontaneously. If you believe that lie, I got some beachfront property for you. It's all intentional, folks. They're creating the riot. Rich environment. Can we expect a long, hot summer of violence and riots? And sadly, the answer, I think, is yes. I'll give you the proof in the pudding. Major headline. Ready? Maxine Waters said that President Donald Trump, his racist dog whistling, and, quote, white supremacist contributed to the death of George Floyd.
Yeah, you knew that was coming.
You know, so there you have it.
And yeah, again, no leadership in trying to get people to quit doing this, but make it even worse.
Yeah, that's what I believe.
Make it even worse, yeah.
I mean, it is crazy.
She and Barack Obama have got to be the biggest lying hypocrites I've ever known in my life. Good grief.
His racist dog whistling and white supremacists, so he's got his white supremacists, it's like his posse, you know, contributed.
Yeah, I'd like her to point out one time where President Trump has said anything in support of white supremacy.
Contributed to the death of George Floyd. I mean, even to say that about
That's
your president.
That's why a stupid cop put his knee in a guy's throat.
To even say this, ladies and gentlemen, about the president of the United States just shows what's happening. And then they're literally in the mainstream press saying Donald is the author of the violence.
Yeah.
Okay, but we're going to let this stand in America. We're not going to really do anything about it. You want to know why? We got the corona, buddy. All right, we got 10 weeks, 40.7 million jobless claims. They say the claims is still immense, reflecting a 14.7% unemployment rate. It's the worst since the Depression, and they say it's even going to get worse, Sheriff.
Yeah, and there's one problem with that. They're paying people more to stay home than what they were making anyway. And so people are very enthusiastic about filing for unemployment because they're making more money than they were before it all started.
So all I'm saying is, hey, people are broke. People don't have money. And even if you say the stimulus is giving them more money, it won't last forever.
Well, the stimulus check, I mean, seriously, how long did your stimulus check last? 2 weeks? Three?
If that, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Mine lasted, I paid, mine was $2,400. I paid the rent, which was $1,500, and then bought some groceries. There you go. It was done.
So they say the number of claims is still immense, reflecting a 14.7% unemployment rate. Now, I think it's way above that. It all depends
when
on how you define the
money,
rate.
Sam?
Say again?
When do we run out of money?
Who?
The government to pay all this.
Well, you don't, buddy.
You don't run out?
No. Because you just print more.
Ah.
So the better question is, when will you print so much it takes a wheelbarrow to get a loaf of bread? And that's a-coming. Next headline says basically inflation's on the rise, and some are saying it's the best thing we could hope for. Did you see this?
No.
Oh, yeah. They're literally praising inflation now. Post-pandemic inflation may be exactly what we need. Neil Irwin writes the piece, believe it or not, from the New York Times Business Financial Desk. I kid you not.
We need inflation.
Yeah, they say people see high inflation lurking around the corner.
wonderful.
It's a world with a not too distant future, sir.
Well, I might agree with him that it could be wonderful, especially if you have gold and silver, because inflation will make those go way up. But other than that, I tell you, Sam, we just got too many leftist idiots in this country and in the world. When do you and I give up, Sam?
Give up?
Give up.
And do what?
This corruption is so ubiquitous, and I just look at it and go, why do I even try?
Yeah.
But no, I will never give up. And this amid turmoil, we always find better solutions. And I'm definitely seeing that. Look at the history of our country when so many sheriffs have stood up for freedom. It is unprecedented. We now have more sheriffs standing every day. I had another one call me from Missouri, and he signed up for CSPOA on the phone. And the day before, I had another one sign up on the phone. And I did something I haven't done in years. I actually spoke with Sheriff Prince about 4 days ago. And he's doing great, and he's really concerned about things. But he too, was very encouraged by the sheriff standing for liberty. And he's very active with the National Rifle Association. He's on their law enforcement committee. In fact, he's the chair of the NRA Law Enforcement Committee. And he and his wife were traveling quite a bit here and there. And he just retired, got his second retirement from doing security for gemological shows and expos.
Well, good for him. And I agree, there's a lot of sheriffs standing up. A lot of Americans, whether they be elected sheriffs or otherwise, are starting to realize how critical this cause of freedom really is. And instead of calling us wackos, they're kind of going, oh, man, you're onto something here, aren't you? And I think that's right. The big reason people are excited for inflation to come, though, is that'll stop you from buying too much toilet paper, Sheriff.
Well, I just bought some more yesterday. So.
All right. Well, hopefully inflation kicks in quick so you'll stop that. See, that's what I'm telling you. These delusionary people think that.
I might start selling my toilet paper with it if inflation comes out. It might make as much money for me as gold or silver.
Speaking of that, there's a couple of boys Kurt wants to tell you about that found some. They're French kids, I guess, and they found some bars, Kurt. I was going to save this for Brian, but it's too long until Brian joins us again, so I wanted to give you a chance to talk about this, though. If you're these kids, you're in good shape, Kurt. It'll be a hedge against inflation, right? All right, well, we'll try to get Kurt back and talk about that story. I try to do this great lead-in, and doesn't do a whole lot of good. Kurt. Sheriff, there's a new poll out. Half of Americans would get a COVID-19 vaccine.
Half would get it?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's actually encouraging. That means half would not. You know, Sam, and I'll tell you where I line up on that. It's an individual choice, and no one has any authority or right or government prerogative to force people to get it or even demand it. Everybody is to make their own choices. Medical freedom is absolutely something that should be promoted by every American and by every government official. And if it ever comes to the point where they're mandating it, I guarantee you I'll go to jail first.
I'm telling you right now, it will come to the point where they're going to mandate it. Well, that's the only way you can get the economy back. Many states are blatantly saying right now, President Trump hasn't even ruled it out. He hasn't even spoke against forced vaccines yet.
Well, California and two other states have said that there will be no return to normalcy without a vaccine.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Kurt, you watched all the press briefings from the president. Has he said that he was going to reject the forcing of vaccinations?
First of all, I haven't watched all the press briefings.
You got to get caught up,
president.
Buddy. You got to get on that, man.
I know. And, I haven't heard him say that, Sam.
I haven't heard him really mention much about it, except for he's got Operation, what is that thing called, Warp Speed, Bring the Jab?
Well,
he's got that underway.
President Trump has said a couple of things that are worrisome, maybe even a little scary, about vaccination. That he would have the military deliver them, That sounds really weird. There are some people very close to him that are totally against that. So, and I know that for a fact. So, that worries me. But there's been a couple of things that he's walked back on this whole situation, and I'm glad that the president can admit that he made a mistake, and I hope he does it again on that.
Amen. I agree.
You know, for the most part, if you compare him to de Blasio and Cuomo and Newsom and...
Oh, way better, by far. There's not even a debate about that. So, Kurt, what about this 50% will take the vaccine story? Anything else on that one?
Well, at least in my opinion, the key point of the story, if we were writing it, would turn around, just like the sheriff brought up. If 50% would take it, then 50% wouldn't. So at least we've got some friends on our side, Sam.
Yeah, I hope you're right, and I hope that many really won't take it. I hope there's that big of a pushback.
I heard Savage say that he'd be heading for the hills if he was going to be forced to take
it. Yeah, he will, just
chance.
Like all the other liberal, whacked-out folks are going to leave the country if Donald gets elected kind of stuff.
We'll see.
All right, time will tell. Speaking of heading for the hills, we got to talk about that. Also, we're going to get back to these two French kids story that Kurt wants to talk about, too. We'll do it in seconds, folks.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, it ain't gonna happen. A book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It ain't gonna happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled MEJ.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
All right, Kurt wants to tell you about these two French kids. They got a bunch of cash on, Kurt. Big old fine during the pandemic.
Well, you're talking about this $130,000 thing, or which one?
Two French
the gold
kids
ones. The gold.
Reportedly
ones,
discovered
right? Gold
bars worth over $100,000, they say, during the lockdown. I guess they weren't locked down good enough, Kurt.
Yeah, good point. And it's just, at least in my opinion, it was kind of cool story. Actual gold, they're just rummaging around and basically found gold bars. I mean, it would be kind of nice to find myself. I haven't seen any big chunks of gold around. Have you?
Well, that ought to help them for the up-and-coming inflation.
Yeah.
All right. Now, any cuts to state education budget will be devastating, they say, to Utah students, UEA President Orange, Kurt. Poor government schools. They're just, well, on the road.
Yeah. Well, you know, what's so amazing is if they just address the whole issue of look how much cheaper it is to, quote, educate all those children just online. You don't even have to have all those buses running, ruining the environment. You don't have to have all those buildings, all that air conditioning and all that stuff. But there's no talk about that.
You don't even know how only kids talk learn, that, do you? Kids don't learn good that way. You know that.
Only talk. I mean, the main thing they've been providing in the last few months is everybody gets free breakfast and lunch. You know, you're supposed to drive up and show up to the school and get handed off free breakfast and lunch. I mean, you know, they just.
Have you been getting free lunches?
No.
When I was a kid, I was taught there's no such thing as a free lunch. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but things are different now, Sam. I mean, there's free lunch, you know.
What do you think, Sheriff? You're in the education system.
Yeah, and boy, oh boy, do we need to change some things there, too. You know, a lot of people have called the public schools indoctrination centers and brainwashing centers, and, I really focus a lot on brainwashing and the things that we are brainwashed about, and that's one of the questions I asked. During this shutdown, tell me one thing that we've been brainwashed about. And really none of the, there was like 3 kids out of 100 that really touched on the issue of government acting like they own us or that they can make us do anything or they can shut liberty down and then tell us all to behave and where do they get the authority. There was maybe 3. Most of the others just played politics with it. Oh, it just shows how horrible Trump is and, oh, Trump is trying to shut the economy down so he'll get reelected. There was a kid that actually believed that if he destroys what he made great, that it'll help his reelection bid. He's intentionally destroying everything so he can get reelected.
No, there you have it. You know, that's the reason we're in the trouble we're in my opinion, is people are just so full of the propaganda. One of the biggest, in my opinion, lies they've got away with, one is that government can do whatever they want to. There's no limit to government power.
Right.
But the second one I think that is obvious is this mask scenario. Literally for decades, they told you the average person does not need to wear a mask. It will not help. It does not stop the spread of disease. In fact, wearing a mask wrong or wearing a mask could have negative repercussions. And they highlighted because you're breathing your own exhalations, because the mask can get wet inside and get toxic in and of itself. In fact, there's headlines that talk about you got to wash your hands after you put your mask back on, which kind of makes you believe the mask is a little bit more of a lethal weapon of spreading disease.
I need to wash my hands. Why am I doing it then?
Okay. And then the bottom line is they changed that guidance for decades on a dime with no evidence, with no solid information, with no scientific reality. And they just say you've got to wear one everywhere. And now we're going to make laws to where businesses will be forced to. This is one of the biggest propaganda pieces of all. It goes against every scientific reality we've known for decades.
Well, who just came?
Now you got to stay like 20 feet away from people, so that you're safer. And on the mask thing, Sam, I got some solutions for you guys. I ordered them up for you. They're the Zorro mask.
And I don't want no Zorro. Who the heck is Zorro?
Well, Zorro is like the Lone Ranger. It's like the Lone Ranger.
No, dude, then they'll think you're a bank robber.
Yeah, I know. But at least you can tell them you got your mask on, Sheriff.
Well, what I tell people is I got my mask on and I don't have anything on. And they look at me and they were like, I can tell. And I'm like, listen, God gave it to me. Now back off.
The way you do and I'll wear mine the way.
Well, God gave me my mask. Didn't he give you your face, Sheriff?
Well, I guess so.
Okay, so God gave you your mask. And you know what it looks like? The good
me?
Sheriff.
Me.
Roger that. Okay,
but
so
who just came out and said you don't need to wear one at all if you're not sick? If you're around people who are showing symptoms, they should be wearing it, and maybe you could wear it then too. But who really came out and has contradicted itself and CDC on mask? And there's too many doctors that have...
Who, Ben Carson? Who did?
...wear one. But when you go on a plane, which I'm going to do again to Austin here in about a week, because Josh is having an operation, I'm going to wear it on the plane so I don't get kicked off, but I'm definitely going to keep it below my nose.
Who said this about masks?
So you've got the New York Post headline says, healthy people should wear masks only if caring for coronavirus patients. Who says, or the World Health Organization?
World Health Organization.
Yeah,
but they can't be trusted.
That's true, too. Oh,
good point. Not if they say this. Even, now, if they say something like, you know, I don't know, it was President Trump's fault, then of course, they could be trusted, you know.
But I got a question. How does that go with what we've been told by Fauci?
Well, you never know what Fauci's going to say from day to the next either. So, yeah, but Dr. Batar, Dr. Shiva said he should be in jail.
Yeah.
And I trust both of them more than I do him.
So, Kurt, are you running around with your Lone Ranger on, buddy?
No, I don't have it on, Sam.
Get on it, buddy.
I know that.
What are you trying to do? Kill everybody?
Tomorrow will be the first day that I may be at a farmer's market. I highlight that maybe because these same people kicked me out of there before.
Darn right.
Because
they
said I didn't have my own bees, and so they didn't want me there. Even though they let me be there for like 2 years before that.
I see. You know, all right, turtles are getting violent. We got to stick to the agenda here. Turtles are getting violent, Kurt.
Well, I know. I don't know if
you got
to
stick to the agenda,
because
otherwise I won't get
have you heard
stories. And then if it's like 3 days, he'll forget about them. And we just got to rock and roll on them right now, people.
That's right. Have you heard of a flying turtle, Sheriff?
No, but I watched a movie that had flying carnitas in it.
Looked like they could fly, but no, I don't think so.
I did. I
so anyway.
And this little kid's like flying carnitas. There's this Mexican dude in this cool movie that I watched. It was awesome.
So anyway, the bottom line was apparently this one turtle, it hit somebody in the windshield. Now, I've actually driven along a road in down there in Nevada, and seen a turtle on the road and stopped and moved it off, and I found out that I was, you know, committing some crime or something like that because I guess I touched the turtle. But I was trying to make it
what
so
did you do that
drove,
for?
Drove over it. I thought maybe people would run over it and it might hurt the turtle, and so I just thought it'd be good to move it off the road. But anyway,
I've
never seen one fly
for that.
But in this story, apparently this turtle took the air and it got somebody in the windshield, and man, it was pretty amazing. But they say maybe that they don't have the details on it, but they say maybe it was a turtle that had got bumped by some other car and flew up in the air. But look out, you know.
All right.
Turtles might get you.
Now, Kurt's got another kind of funny one. This it would be funny if you could see the video of the turtle. But what's even funnier is this man making his bed, Kurt.
Well, this is a headline from Sheriff. Amanda Thomason. Well, they say that, you know, laughter is the best medicine, Sam. I mean, you've heard that. And so
yeah, but it's
I'm
hard to tell when people are laughing with their masks on. You just hear this. people are like,
right.
Hey, man,
good
is
point.
This some kind of takeover? It's like
the
apocalypse
Journal.
Is really here, huh, Cher?
Yeah.
the Western Journal and Amanda Thomason writes a headline, husband makes bed for first time in 45 years, comma, wife shares hilarious aftermath photos. Now, if you could see these pictures, you know how many, you got all these, they used to have two pillows on a bed, okay? Now, a bed's got like 14 pillows.
No, I didn't.
So this husband makes all these weird little designs out of all these pillows, and it's just funny to see. He even uses like a pink flamingo up on the bed just to have a little fun. It makes the wife laugh.
Amen. It makes her happy.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A third night of protests in the streets of Minneapolis over the death of George Floyd while in police custody on Monday, turning especially violent as protesters light a police station on fire and also burn several other nearby buildings. George Chauvin is the name of the officer seen in a video with his knee on Floyd's neck, and Detroit Police Chief James Craig's among police leaders from across the nation calling for Chauvin to be charged.
There was clear evidence to suggest there was probable cause to arrest this officer for murder.
Hundreds of Minnesota National Guard troops have been deployed to try to restore order in the streets of Minneapolis, where a CNN crew was arrested on live TV this morning. Police say that they had arrested the crew because they were told to move from where they were standing, but failed to do so. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, no question. Your product's a great product. I mean, it's very, very good. I own a couple of businesses, so I'm on the go a lot. There's no doubt that the energy level increased. And again, your product is very, very good, and I couldn't live without it, thank you. I thank you for your time. Thank you for the information. And when you talk to Dr. Howard, give him my best and tell him he's got a great, great product.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
More now on the unrest in Minneapolis, where the mayor's reacted to President Trump's tweet of late yesterday, where he criticized his leadership during the protests. The president blaming the unrest on what he called a total lack of leadership and calling Mayor Jacob Fry a very weak radical left-wing mayor. Overnight, Fry responded,
"Weakness is pointing your finger at somebody else during a time of crisis."
Minneapolis, not the only city to see protests over the death of George Floyd. At least 70 protesters were arrested following violence in New York's Manhattan last night. The excessive heat warnings are still in effect throughout the southwest U.S. Scorching temperatures have soared into the triple digits in parts of California, Nevada, and Arizona. Now, the temperatures are expected to start easing in California by late today and early tomorrow, but the rest of the southwest will probably have to wait until the start of next week. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, turtles are smashing through windows. Americans are rioting all over the place. Vote fraud's going on everywhere. The virus pandemic is melting down businesses to where 40 million need unemployment. Stimulus checks are going awry and fraud's everywhere. Restaurants are failing left and right. People are getting laid off everywhere. And Kirk Crosby's talking about beautiful pillows on beds.
Happy Friday.
Yeah. That's what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. Literally, this guy makes the bed for the first time in 45 years, and wife shares hilarious aftermath photos. It's a what we hope for is copycats, Kurt.
Yeah, that's right. People lighten up, and, you know, I mean, imagine if that policeman had been, you know, maybe that day had made the bed for his wife, and he, you know, cheered her up and, you know, had a little better day, and, you know, maybe this whole thing wouldn't even have happened. And the other thing I want to make, make a comment about this whole bunch of, unrest and all this stuff is, how come, you know, the same guys who would say that it's President Trump's fault because he said something way back when or whatever, that it's all his fault about all this, how come none of them are, you know, being blamed for, well, what if they hadn't shut down the economy where this guy could have been working, could have kept his job?
Well, Donald shut it down too.
Didn't have to use a, yeah, but in that state, as far as I understand, they still haven't opened it up, you know. You know, I mean, if this guy had kept his job, maybe he wouldn't have to be passing a fake $20 bill. And by the way, what is a fake $20 bill?
Well,
if we
want
to
the government
really
doesn't
go
print.
There. Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Fakers can print.
By the
those,
way, U.S. You know. Senator warning that Twitter could lose shield from liability, Kurt. The big battle's on between Donald and the Twitter.
Well, it's not just between him, but now Mike Lee's kind of weighing in. He says, what if we do this whole thing and then, you know, the Democrats are in charge of it next time, you know, what
it
happens?
Will be.
And yeah, that's what the problem is, I guess.
Well, the problem is, why do these people have a shield from liability in the first place, Kurt?
That's exactly what I wanted to ask you about. I didn't know they had a shield, but
of course
you know,
they do. Remember, Kurt, I want you to explain this to you.
All
these new media services are created by your government.
I just didn't know those things. Yeah, it's not fair, Sam.
Well,
but
I don't know what you mean by fair. Look, the military is in bed with the collegiate universities, which is in bed with big tech, and it's been that way for like 70 years.
Yeah.
So now what do you want to know? You wonder why they're shielded from liability? Because they're half government, dude. They're quasi-fascist. University-esque, private business, big tech, Mark Zuckerberg runs the country idea.
And the only solution is at least try to come up with, alternative media, right?
Yeah, but of course nobody will put money into that. Just run around and complain about those who did, right?
Well, I agree that that's what usually happens, but it's sure good to see those who have, like Sam,
Yeah, it's making us go broke. All right, election disaster in mail-in voting state confirms what Trump's been worried about all along. Kurt, what happened?
Well, the sub-headline from World of the Daily says thousands sent wrong ballots, non-citizens automatically are registered. You know, and it just goes on and on. We see it all the time.
What do you say to that, Sheriff? So now it turns out that Trump's saying vote by mail is going to be a fraud. The Democrats laugh at him and say, you're crazy. And now non-citizens got registered and they sent wrong ballots. Sorry about that.
Well, that's what the Democrats have been trying to do for the last 25 years. So, I'm sure they're thrilled with it. Darn it. There was a little glitch. And they'll keep right on going, and they'll make sure that the voting from your post, your mailbox, will be done in a careful and safe manner. How would you verify anybody's vote? You could never verify that. And there's going to be all sorts of ballots being dropped off in mailboxes, and nobody's going to be able to verify where they came from or what they did.
Oh, by the way, not to worry, in California, Governor Newsom has given guidelines on the protests. No more than 100 are supposed to show up. So they're going to have like a little, you take a number and you stand in line and, then you get the right number of people
together,
for the protests.
Open up Disneyland.
Woo! They're working on Disney World first in Florida because Florida's a more friendly state.
Well, yeah, they have a better governor in Florida, that's
why. Good point.
Yeah, Walter E. Williams is wondering how we're going to kind of recover our freedoms after the pandemic, huh, Kurt?
Well, yeah, and the man happens to be a black man, Sam, and he happens to be very smart, and he just, got a lot of...
Well, is he going to vote for Biden?
I guess you could say. I don't think
then
so.
He's not really black.
But, he wonders how Americans are going to recover their freedom after the pandemic. Yeah. And he calls it the kid's bit from the NSYNC. Go ahead.
They're not.
I thought that might be your
You want to know why I have that answer?
Because track record?
Yeah, because if you turn your back against God and then you let government get above you, it's almost impossible to get back liberty.
Great point.
The only way you can do it is if you turn back to God. And as a country, we're just not doing that. Now, I pray individuals are starting to and stuff like that.
Well,
don't get me wrong. But as a nation, we're not doing it.
Well, you see all these stories like, I guess things are going to be okay because we're going to open up the casinos and we're going to
right, that's exactly
have
my
more
point.
Liquor stores. And, yeah, I know. And And, you know, I'm just thinking, man, if we really want the blessings of God, we better return to his, you know, ways and repent.
But anyway. Yeah, for example, Andy Schlafly even speaks out about the 2020 folly of elections. Kurt, speak out on that real quick.
Yep, good point. It says Democrats even want unions to be allowed to collect ballots.
Why can't they?
So that would be that whole vote harvesting thing.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
You know.
Well, the unions have a great track record of beating your head in and forcing their agenda. What's wrong with that? They'll make sure you vote, and you vote often, buddy.
Early enough.
And I don't really see what your issue with that is. You want people to vote, don't you?
Yeah.
See, Andy Schlafly is exactly right, Kurt. And Walter E. Williams is right. And Trump, on the concern about the elections, is right. All these people are correct, but it doesn't matter. Nobody cares. Right? We're just divided in America, and we're fighting for our very lives. And you can't even walk out without possibly getting assaulted, ratted on by your neighbor, and or arrested. So what do you want? You want to get assaulted, ratted on by your neighbor, or arrested, Sheriff?
I'd rather be ratted on by my neighbor.
Why? Because then you can be assaulted by the cops, and they kick in your door and arrest you? Then you'll get all of them.
That does sound like fun, Sam.
See, it's like rock, paper, scissors, see? I'd rather just get arrested, because then I can skip the neighbors ratting on me, and then I can also skip the kicking my door plan and all that stuff. I'd just rather get arrested straight away. See what I mean?
That does save time, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, and maybe if I cooperate, they won't kill me.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what I mean? I can just rot in jail for 2 years like Ammon Bundy, and then the jury can say he's not guilty of anything. Be phenomenal.
Yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh. Be the best outcome we could hope for. Sheriff, what we really got to do.
For 2 years, you didn't get a parking ticket. You
that's
know
correct.
I mean?
That's yeah, other than that, it's not so here. Bad idea. I'm with you. Right now, here's the deal, though, Sheriff. Walter E. Williams is wondering how we get our freedoms back. And I say for the nation, we're not going to. But I do believe we can create constitutional
pockets.
Communities, pockets. Yeah, whatever you want to call it. Societies, associations, organizations, groups.
Whatever. Enclaves.
Enclave. I don't like that word, but I know what you're saying. All right,
wine
now,
and cheese Republican.
There you go. Now, with that in mind, Sheriff, I've researched where to go, and I've got an area in which I'm going to work on getting a part-time residence at and eventually hopefully a full-time residence in.
Where?
And Kurt Crosby.
San Quentin.
I would say South Dakota right now.
Not me. South Dakota's too cold, my friend. And where I would go is Utah. No other state will do. I was considering Idaho, but they locked down in Idaho so hard it wasn't even funny. And Utah, so I would go in Utah. The north end of where I'll go is probably like Mona Santaquin. The south end of where I'll go is like Cedar City. The east end's like Richfield Manti, and the west end's like Delta. And I'm going to go within that square somewhere. The only place left is where to go and how do we get a sheriff to be elected there to where we have a constitutional sheriff and we can start to really advocate
for
liberty.
Well, with that, I would probably go to Beaver with Sheriff Noel.
I might consider that. What I'd really like to do, though, is I'd like to find a county that adjoins Noel's county or, you know, a county one away where we might be able to get three sheriffs in a row or, you know, two sheriffs in a row or side-by-side sheriff, you know. To try to strengthen that.
Tic-tac-toe, three in a row.
Well, like if you got Geoab County, then you'd have, you know, two counties and one county in between. You might influence that sheriff or get a good sheriff elected there, too. You'd have a tri-county, a trifecta of solutions. Let's talk about it in seconds, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him him in federal court with trumped-up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999. Or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
The reason that I picked Utah is because it has the biggest airport in the West if you want to fly anywhere. It's also got one of the biggest cities in the West, Salt Lake City, Utah County, the Wasatch Front. If you need any incredible law libraries, you've got Brigham Young University for law libraries. If you need real hospitals, you've got incredible hospital capabilities there. But yet I would live outside that metropolis and live in the country. Utah didn't lock down like many other states. It's kind of a balance. It's far from perfect. But I look at all the states in the union, and I can't find a better place to be. And I know some would say I'm biased because that's where you live, Sam. But I would submit to you that I challenge you to find a better place. And when you look at the pros and cons of everywhere that I can find, I can't find a better place. That's my square that I'm looking in. For property. The problem is it's hard to get water and it's hard to find property that you can buy, but I'm working on it. And I think we can get hopefully two or three or four whatever counties right near each other that can start to be constitutional by nature, Sheriff.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you, but the reason I said South Dakota is because if you get constitutional sheriffs working with that very pro-constitution, pro-liberty governor, oh, man, that's a great scenario. And I agree, it's too cold there. Sometimes Utah is, too, though. But
not compared to South Dakota,
I would go with what you're doing. And, in fact, I just talked to some people on the phone yesterday who suggested that we find a place to move and join forces in taking over a county. I think people really looking for legitimate, honest solutions to what's going on and moving, and that we patriots, I don't know what we're called, people who believe in the Constitution live in the same area and politically
problems.
Take it over. I believe in that. I think it's a real legitimate solution.
All right. Well, anyway, we could pick the county if we want to further narrow it, but that's the square that I've got, and I'm serious about it now. And every other place I've ruled out for a variety of reasons. Either it's too far from an airport for those who need to travel, it's really great, but you can't make a living in that area because it's too economically depressed or too far away for economic reality. I can go on and on and on and on and on and on and on for the research that I've done, but I don't think there's any better place than basically central Utah. I really don't. Whether you're a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints or not, the very strong family reality, the very strong religious support is there to where the rioting and looting will be a lot less than other places. You're less likely to be isolated and, maybe have an issue with your neighbor that way. There's a lot of farming where you can get your own, cows and dairy and beef and farm stuff. You can get a lot of that kind of stuff done pretty well. It's certainly got a four seasons, but it's not as harsh as other climates, not even close. I agree that it snows and stuff like that, but, you've got tempered climates. I could go on forever about it. The economics are very good. In fact, we locked down less than most other states. We are coming back faster than other states.
Yeah, you're growing too much.
I don't know about that.
Oh, my gosh. Utah County is out of control.
Oh, I know, but that's why you get in the place that I'm saying. They're not growing too much. These rural counties are not growing too much.
Right.
It's the metropolises that are growing too much.
Yeah, I would say that Beaver, Utah would be definitely in my top three.
Yeah, and I would look at Nephi. I would look at Delta. I would look at, East in Sam Peake County. I would look in Miller County.
I'm an Oak City boy myself.
You're an Oak City boy, and I believe in Oak City a lot, too. The problem is I can't find any land there. So other than that, it's a great idea. So, again, it's a matter of where we can find a lot of land, too, if there's a bunch of us going to move. Kurt, do you think you could move, say, 5,000 people into Oak City and get some land for us all?
Yep.
All right.
There's a good short answer, Kurt.
Yeah, so I'm waiting for Kurt to give me the land and the water, and I'm ready to go. He'll tell me what my portion is, and I'll chime in and do it.
Is there enough honey?
Very good.
Is there enough honey?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course
it's
there
sweet.
Is.
Sweet.
But I'm serious about this, though. So, you know, exactly which county and exactly where, I'm just not sure. There's a lot of Patriots that have moved to Sam Peake County already. There's a college in Sam Peake County. You know, it's a pretty good place. I think Juab County is very good because it's kind of in between the metropolis and the Millard County, which is a lot further away. You know, part of the problem is some of these places, it takes, it's far to get to. Fillmore's a really good place. So there's a lot of places you could consider going. We just got to narrow down the county and narrow down where we can find property pretty much is kind of what it amounts to me. What I need is about 1,000 5-acre lots. You know, what do you think, Kurt?
That sounds like 5,000 acres.
That's good. Good for you, Kurt. Or I could even do 101-acre lots if we want to get started with somewhere. That would be
very good. Yeah.
You know, that'd be 100 acres, Kurt, just for your mathematical.
Thank you, Sam.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, so I think we really ought to look at this seriously, though, Sheriff. Are you really ready to move somewhere?
I've done it 3 times before. I'll do it again.
All right. I'll tell you where we're going then, Kurt. You're going to let me know what in the next couple of days on the Oak City property?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Kurt thinks he's got a lot of property going on. We got to find a place, where we can control the city and the county the best we can, too.
Yeah. Right? Well, earlier you didn't let me give my report.
On?
Oh, sorry about that.
Kurt was talking about the casinos. I went into a casino.
Oh, yeah, I read about this.
3 months.
So they're opening up the casinos. It's phenomenal. We've got to have absolute, what do they call those, essential services, right, Sheriff?
Yeah, they're not requiring masks either, which I was surprised about. But right when I walked in, because I had a mask on, they said, you have to lower your mask so I can take a picture of you for facial recognition.
Do you say, are you off your rocker? What do you want me to do, kill everybody? Is that what you told them?
No, I did it. So I said, what do I care? I don't go there anyway. So I showed my face. I smiled and put it back. And that was it. And then I walked around for about 2 minutes. That's all I could survive because, man, oh, man. For anybody to pretend that the government is worried about your health and they let everybody smoke, secondhand smoking, there was just catastrophic. When I got back in the
That'll car, kill the virus. That'll kill the virus.
Well, right, yeah. My wife said...
Wait a minute. The smoke actually helps the virus linger.
Yeah, it does.
Oh,
not to mention the million people that get killed every year by it.
Other than that, it's not so bad.
We just care about coronavirus deaths.
I see.
And those babies dying and all that stuff. Yeah.
But anyway, wow. It was way different, but way the same.
Yeah, there you go.
My Lucy would have just absolutely died as soon as she walked in. She absolutely abhors cigarette smoke.
I'm with her.
You can smoke around her. And she used to wear a shirt that said, mind if I smoke, and then mind if I fart shirt. She thinks people who smoke are idiots, so do I, but she's very vocal about it, and she just absolutely, literally hates smoking. And, that's the only reason she doesn't like Las Vegas, is too much smoke in the casino.
Hey, Kurt, was it you that used to pay people not to smoke? I think it was you.
That's right.
Why are you paying me?
If people were close to us that I was hoping wouldn't smoke, and I ask them, Yeah, I'd ask him if it was possible to pay him, you know, so that
Boy,
we could.
Boy, Kurt, you must be rich. You own all these property management things going on. And
heck yeah.
That's right. Smoke.
No, yeah, Kurt would. Right. He would pay. I can't remember what he'd pay, but it's like, I'll give you a $2 bill. I'll give you five. I'll buy you a pack of smokes if you don't smoke.
Well, something like that. I don't think I remember buying any smokes for him.
No, you just give him money to buy cigarettes, though, to smoke more later.
Well, I just wanted to
highlight. So, when you give alcoholics money, then it's to buy alcohol, Kurt.
Is that what it's for?
Oh, yes, sir.
I thought it was for, like, food.
No, that's what you might spend it on, but that's why you don't smoke. See?
Very good. I got you.
You follow me?
Understand. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, kind of an interesting discussion. But I really think moving somewhere is really one of our only last options to deal with, you know, the unconstitutionality that we're experiencing.
Yep.
Well, what if you already lived in a place where, you know, they already were constitutional? See, that's the thing that draws me to a place like Oak City. You know, I mean, they don't even have any zoning rules. They don't have, you know, I mean, you can drive around on your four-wheeler in town. I mean, it's just, you know, I mean,
I know.
I've never even seen a police car in that town. Well, there's land all over it, Sam.
I know. Kurt thinks there's land all over it. What Kurt doesn't understand is the government owns like 90% of it is the first problem.
Come on, Kurt.
Kurt doesn't understand. When he looks around and he sees a lot of land, he just thinks it's all available. And I wish he was right. And I think this points to the problem that we're facing. Now, out of the 10% or 15% that's available or whatever, and, you know, how do we get some of it? And then, you know, you got to work on getting water, too. And then you got to be able to afford it, though, now. You can't tell me that I found a piece, Sam, for you that's like $9 million or, you know, $2 million or something like that. Because guys like me just can't. Unless I can get enough people together to buy a big old tract of land, I can't put that together, right? So what we're talking about is land that's affordable, land that's available in the areas that we're looking for. I think Oak City is a great place. I've just never been able to find any land there. You know what I think? I think those people love their community. It's a small community, and they've managed to keep it that way, and they like it that way. And so I don't know how happy folks would be if we moved 5,000, 10,000 people in there anyway. I think they'd freak on us. But nevertheless, I think that they love their community, and I think it's a great community.
And where is that?
Well, I don't understand how you worry that we're going to move 5,000 people there when you say we can't even get $5.
I know, but you think we can move a bunch of people there, don't you?
Well, yeah, but you know, it doesn't make sense if we, I mean, we shouldn't have to worry about moving 5,000 people there if we can't even hardly get $5 raised when
yeah,
we tell
great
people.
Point.
We
I guess
need.
I'll just have to worry about me then.
There's 80 acres in Millard County for $65,000.
And where's it at?
80 acres. It says located 8 miles southwest of Delta.
See, it's not in Oak City. You got to get rid of that. Next.
I know, but I'm just telling you that there's
I know,
80 acres for
one.
$65,000. And this one's got well right number. You know, it tells you 50 stock units, you know.
Do we need to be on the grid? Do we need power to it? Or do we not need power
no,
for our community?
We don't need that. You know,
Kurt
I mean,
doesn't think
I'm
we need power,
you,
Sheriff. Are you in?
I got that. I got the power thing all covered, Sam. You know, you got
Sheriff,
1,000.
Do you think we need power?
I'm in.
For no power?
Yeah, I got the power for us, Sam. I mean, I went.
I got Captain, I got the power.
No, wait a minute. You believe we're okay with no power, Sheriff?
No, I didn't say we're okay with no power. I said I've got the power solution for you. Well, I got something better than a solar generator.
Kurt's you got know, the power solution.
I just was
that's
there
never been seen
checking on it,
news.
Working on it yesterday. It's in a house in Pleasant Grove, and I was there, you know, looking at it yesterday.
All right. Anyway, so, I've been working on this with Kurt for
there's
years.
There's 1,000. I know. You know. There's 260-acre parcels in Millard County for $50,000.
Are they in Oak City?
This is Fillmore.
So we can't be going there? That's too
well,
far.
Well, I'm just kid. Trying to find them real quick for you, you know.
Yeah.
Here's 320 acres for $136,000. So that would be...
Where's that one in?
Know,
Oak City?
$425 per acre. It says... I don't...
right.
Located
Kurt?
15 miles northwest of Delta.
Northwest of
West.
Delta. Where the heck's that at?
So it'd be... Kind of out by Abraham and stuff like that.
It's way further than that, but I'm with you. All right. Anyway, all I'm telling you is the good sheriff's ready to move, ladies and gentlemen, is the bottom line on this thing. Kurt Cosby's ready to move. Kurt's going to come back with a big chunk of ground in Oak City pretty quick. We're going to tell you all about it. And it'll probably be the three of us that'll move, and that's it. But if we can get the good sheriff to run for sheriff, now we'll get somewhere, huh?
Yep.
All right. Freedom's on the line, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you that right now, too. And I want a community that won't force me to wear a mask, for starters. Maybe I can have the sheriff stop them from giving me the jab. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.